Listening Library presents Stink and the Great Guinea Pig Express by Megan MacDonald. Read for you by Nancy Cartwright. The Great Wall. Shake, rattle, squeal. Stink could hardly see as he carried a leaning tower of cereal boxes up to Webster's front door.
Ding dong,
he called out.
Whoa, said Webster. Come on in. Sophie's here too. This is going to be the most fun ever. How many cereal boxes did you collect?
Sophie asked.
Umpteen,
said Stink.
All I brought was cheerful O's, said Sophie of the Elves. My dad says they're heart healthy.
Carrying all these boxes is not heart healthy,
said the out-of-breath Stink.
Why couldn't we just use sugar cubes?
Stink, we're building the Great Wall of China. Do you know how long it would take to build a wall out of teeny tiny cubes?
Well, it took hundreds of years in real life, said Stink.
Ours is only going to take one day, said Webster.
Just then, Stink's giant stack of cereal boxes crashed to the ground.
Somebody sure likes mood flakes, said Webster.
My sister Judy, said Stink. They change color when you pour milk on them.
Weird, said Webster. Interesting, said Sophie.
Stink pulled two shiny silver-gray rolls of tape out of his back pockets.
I brought super sticky duct tape.
In our family, we call it goose tape, said Sophie.
Stink and Webster cracked up.